brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, it is election 2012. We are broadcasting worldwide. Court upholds ban on handgun sales. People under 21. Worst storm in 100 years. Seen for Northeast. It's three storms coming together. The Frankenstorm, top court to hear arguments over government spying. That is just some of what's coming up. We're going to look at Middle East news, economic, and a lot more. But let's go to a bunch of your calls right now. Candy, Otter, Mark, Steve, Brad, many others. Candy in Ohio, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I'm so excited to talk to you, man.
I'm excited to talk to you. What's on your mind?
I've been an avid listener for like 3 years now, just every day. I'm so addicted to hearing you on the radio. Listen, can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I wanted to ask you if you think that this storm coming up, this Frankenstorm, is the October surprise. Because on Fox News yesterday, they said like 2 seconds before they went to commercial, this may postpone the election. So I started laughing like, oh, here it is. This is what, you know, you
wait a minute. Okay. Cause see, I Googled that this morning and couldn't find anybody saying it could postpone the election. I might've been blind. But now we've got a Kurt Nemo article out at Infowars.com with the headline Hurricane Sandy, divine win for Obama. Watson's doing one on, could it postpone the election? You're saying you heard Fox News actually say that.
At the end of the segment, like just before they were going to commercial, I was telling my boyfriend that, look, this storm is pretty weird. And I had told him previously that they're going to do something to stall this election. Just watch, because he's a non-believer. So and we were watching it, and then that's what he said, like just before he went to a commercial clip, this may stall the election. And then he looked at me like, oh, you said that. And I just started laughing like, yeah, this is it, huh?
Well, it certainly could be. I mean, they've admitted since the 60s they can control hurricanes. That's not widely known, but it's admitted. I just showed like 15 news articles last hour about it. Paul Watson's going to do a big article on it. Kurt Nemo's done one. We're going to add some more to it, you know, with all the admissions of weather control. But this could be, you know, but, you know, if it gets postponed too, Romney surging, that could actually help Romney. It doesn't matter in the final equation. It's just interesting to see these guys and their camps, because they have the same goals, basically. They're just their camps have different ways of getting us to their new world order. But it is interesting to see them fighting with each other.
Absolutely. And so you got Romney over here. If Romney loses, everyone's going to go crazy. If Obama loses, everyone's going to go crazy. So it's like everyone's going to go crazy, basically.
By the way, I agree with you. I think you are going to see some things happen if Romney loses, too. I've been really thinking about that. I think it'll be different responses. It can be provocateur. You've got government with anonymous and with people that aren't anonymous saying storm the White House, engage in violence and stuff, which you're not able to talk like that, like Hal Turner used to do, the white supremacist front guy, unless you work for the government. And it turned out he did work for the government. See, if somebody is allowed to get on the radio or allowed to make YouTube videos, and there's a bunch of groups doing it calling for violence, against Obama, by the way, now. Paul wrote about that 2 days ago. The only way you're allowed to do that is if you're working for him or if they're letting you do it to stir something up.
It's so transparent now. And so now in Cleveland, those people, I live in Cleveland, so these people, they do have their free Obama phones, like that lady who was hilarious. I tried to find her to get that $5,000 from you, by the way. But anyways, if this storm...
By the way, nobody's ever found her, have they?
And I know I've been looking for it because
I'm going to say it now.
Head.
Anybody finds her, gets her on this show, before she's been on any other, $5,000. By the way, the offer still stands.
And I'm going to be the winner for that one.
Everybody in Cleveland wants Obama phone. I actually like her. She's really funny.
She was very ignorant, though.
Yeah, I know, but you've got to admit. I mean, you've got to admit. I mean, doesn't that stick in your head?
She was hilarious. I showed my friends at work. They didn't even hear anything about it. Like, what is this? You know, but they knew all about amnesia.
Hey, God bless you. God bless you. Good to hear from you. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Obama phones are going to work if the Frankenstorm Hurricane Sandy, worst storm in 100 years seen for Northeast U.S., a blue norther, a big West Coast storm coming across the country right now, all meant to converge. Like if you pull up a satellite shot of the United States, you see a storm coming from the north, big giant one, another one coming from the west, and then the tropical storm that was a hurricane. And I hope everything turns out okay. I'm just saying this is crazy timing. And, by the way, I've been calling Watson and I've been talking to Don and Kurt and everybody here at the office since this morning saying, look, guys, this is going to help Obama. 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 And I kind of debated it with Watson and explained. He goes, I guess you're right, but he hadn't done his article yet. I was just talking to him during the last break. And then they walk up to me with this that is, timestamp, what, just about 30 minutes ago or so. The other copy I had the timestamp. And, man, U.S. News and World Report agrees with me. Experts, Team Obama should root for Hurricane Sandy to interrupt election. We interrupt this broadcast for a special bulletin. It's been called Snow Cane and worse than the perfect storm. I hadn't heard it called Snowy Cane. I've heard it called Frankenstorm. And it could knock out power in the Mid-Atlantic through Election Day. Oh, been saying that since the start of the show. And I mean, not that I'm smart. That's obvious. Man, I tell you, this is just too much. I mean, this is Circus Maximus. They've been telling the cops, get ready for something big late October, early November. You've heard the police on this show. You've seen the admissions of the Army getting ready for civil unrest, but not saying for what. I don't know if this is it. I thought it could be an Iran strike. It could be a terror attack they stage or let happen. I don't know. But now this, I mean, this is just insane. Hurricane Sandy hasn't even made it past the Bahamas yet. And it just goes on from there. Actually, the timestamp I have is the printer stamp. This came out yesterday. So they knew what I knew yesterday. That's why I was looking at this going, well, the one I had, I guess it printed the printer time on it. I guess it updates. That's what it is. This came out yesterday. So there you go. They knew yesterday. We're behind the curve here. Aha. Well, we weren't behind the curve on, anyways, that we should break down here is Ted Turner. We broke this yesterday morning, and then within about 2 hours, Breitbart carried it, which is fine. And then Fox News picked it up, and the Daily Mail, and literally Hollywood Reporter, you name it. I'm just glad that Ted Turner came out and said, I think it's good U.S. troops are killing themselves. We played that a few times yesterday. We won't play it again. He came out and kind of spun the whole thing that he was sorry he said it, but he didn't mean what he said. This is a guy that always says, you know, we should kill 90% of the public. They're useless eaters and things, and world governments need it. I mean, you pull up his quotes. It's well known that he's a eugenicist. And as part of the, you know, the quote, secret meetings with the Rockefellers to reduce population, Wall Street Journal, Associated Press, ABC News. But then when Fox News and others say Breitbart broke the story, you know, nobody, I guess, really broke it. He said it on CNN. It's that InfoWars listeners picked up on it. We reported it first. Breitbart took our video, edited out our text comments, and put it up, which is fine. But then, you know, people like the website for what's-his-name, Glenn Beck, they took our video, but just from somebody else's site, so it wouldn't even be our YouTube site. I mean, it's just like they always go out of their way to make sure we never get credit for putting a story out there, for pointing something out. Now, again, it's bittersweet because I'm happy because the word got out, and he's had to apologize, and it shows how sickening he is. I mean, I hate Ted Turner. My first film, he's the villain in it because he's a villain. America Destroyed by Design. But I'm just tired of it. And again, we give people credit. Sometimes you think somebody steals your story because they already found out about it themselves. And so there's no reason to get mad or get upset. And I'm not even really mad or upset because, again, we get to more and more push stuff out there and get it to break mainstream. A lot of that's because of DrudgeReport.com. But even when Drudge doesn't link to our stories now, when it's important news, we're able to get others to pick it up. And a lot of times they give us credit because it's important to point out that we really are having an impact. I'm very proud of that. I'm not somebody who's proud of a big bank account. That's not what I'm seeking. I'm not somebody that's seeking to know celebrities just to know celebrities, though some of them are really interesting people. I'm not somebody who's seeking sex or fame or any of this. I really want to have freedom. I want to expose the globalist. But part of being successful to do that is getting the credit we deserve. And that's why we give credit where it's due. And that's why the Drudge Report and WorldNet Daily and others, they give us credit when we break stuff and really help us, especially Drudge Report. But and I like a lot of the work Breitbart's doing. I'm not trying to get in a fight with them when their reporter got groped. We linked to them and showed it and covered it when their editor was abused. I just don't understand this going out of their way. I mean, you know, it's like Fox News. I'm supposed to go on a couple of their shows. I'm already in New York to be on The View and CNN, you know, ABC. And they send somebody over. You know, they said, hey, can you come a little bit early? You know, meet us next door at the restaurant at some steakhouse. So I get there and you know, there's the well-known reporter. And they go, yeah, Glenn Beck doesn't want you in the building. Glenn Beck, you know, is going to throw a fit. if you're allowed on these shows. And people don't want to be targeted by him. You know, he's basically an out-of-control person, and nobody likes him, but he's throwing fits. You know, I mean, I don't even dislike Glenn Beck. It's just like, even when he got on air and said, me and Charlie Sheen have sex in a shower together, I mean, I could own him for that. Doesn't matter if I'm a public figure and he's one. It just totally made up. I don't care if you're laughing while you say it. You know, this is the type of garbage that we're talking about and dealing with. So here's the deal. I want freedom, Glenn Beck. I don't want to fight with you or Rush Limbaugh, who's done nothing to me. He's actually covered my stories on air before, even though I'm up against him on the radio. I'm not against Michael Savage. I was upset to hear he left talk radio. Glad to hear he's coming back. I want to succeed on my own merit. I don't want to succeed on other people's downfalls. Okay? And that really tells you a lot about Glenn Beck. You know, that he went and pulled strings to make sure I wouldn't go on a couple Fox shows. Whoop-dee-doo, Glenn Beck. I've got my own audience. I didn't mean to go off. I've got a bunch of callers here to get to. It's just that, you know, here's Paul Watson's article today. Ted Turner apologizes for saying it's good U.S. soldiers are committing suicide. And it's Piers Morgan video picked up by Hollywood Reporter, Fox News, you name it. And they gave none of us the credit. Here's Fox News. Ted Turner, military suicides outnumbering combat deaths is good. And it says it was highlighted Thursday by Breitbart. And it goes on to say they broke the story. Same thing with these other newspapers. And so they just go out of their way to never give us credit. Well, hey, you keep pretending that we aren't pertinent and that we're not big. Okay, you just keep doing it, okay? Because that's not the case. Like, where is that? And there's a whole other list I need to go over. You know, I was talking to John. I go, I wouldn't complain. I'm like, why is our Chicago affiliate on? Why is this affiliate, that affiliate? They don't even have all our affiliates on the affiliate list. And I guess it's because if they don't have updated agreements, they're just not on there. Well, I think all the stations we're on should be up there, all the great stations. But here's just some we've gotten in the last 2 weeks. And I've got to go back and get the other ones because some of the stations I've announced hadn't picked us up yet, and now they're picking us up, so I need to plug them. Then we're going to your phone calls. WRPW 92.9 FM, Bloomington, Illinois. KGOE 1480 AM, Eureka, California. KFFK 1390 AM, Fayetteville, Arkansas. KTGO 1090 or 1090 AM, Tioga, North Dakota. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I'm a dummy, so I don't know. KBJT 1590 AM in Fordyce, Arkansas. KTFS 940 AM, Texarkana, Texas. WCKG 1530 AM, Chicago, Illinois. That's one of the new ones. Boy, that's a huge listening audience. We've had a huge response. KJMT 97.1 FM, Mountain Home, Arkansas. KPNW 1120 AM, Eugene, Oregon. KIND 1910 AM, Hayes, Kansas. KDKT, I think my wife has family in Hayes County. I mean, in Hayes, Kansas. KDKT 1410 AM, North Dakota. KFNX 1110 AM, Phoenix, Arizona. That's big. KFNX 1100 AM, Phoenix, Arizona. That's a big station. And there's a bunch of them here. In fact, there's a whole other list I've got here somewhere I'm supposed to plug. Again, I just get so busy ranting and raving about the news, I don't tend to get to all of it. Otter in Massachusetts, we're going to you after the break. Rob, Mark, Steve, Brad, be ready because I'm going to try to go to you, have you make your comment, and move on. Because I then need to get into some of these amazing things. The UN overseeing our elections, the UN is as criminal as it gets. It's like having Satan oversee the devil. Also, we've got a bunch of different reports we're going to go over. I've got to get to this economic news that I haven't covered yet. That's all coming up. Again, thank you so much for joining us today and tuning in. If you're listening to us on an AM or FM station, please spread the word to everyone at work, everyone on the street, everyone at church. Print up little flyers and hand them out at church. We've got to get in the mode of waking people up and getting the buzz for liberty to explode to a higher level. There's already huge awakenings happening. You heard police officers and people calling in yesterday saying most of the police they know are waking up to the New World Order. Okay? I mean, it's happening. We don't have to go into tyranny, but we've all got to stand up and say no to it. And I can't think of a better radio broadcast with a better track record of waking people up than this show. Please spread the word about it today. We'll be right back.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Like an angel,
walk like an angel,
talk like an angel, but I got one.
You're the devil in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise.
Think about it. Hurricane Sandy is a Frankenstorm. Well, Frankenstein was artificially cobbled together out of different body parts. Well, you got a blue northern, a hurricane slash tropical storm, barreling in with a big Western cold front, all three coming together. And U.S. News and World Report says what I thought I was the first to say, because they were saying it yesterday, that Obama ought to be thanking his lucky stars for this. But I don't really see much more about it on the news. We had a caller that said they heard it talked about on Fox News briefly. But let's just hope it peters out. Let's hope everybody on the East Coast it isn't bad. But once in a 100-year storm, very, very, very suspicious. Paul Joseph Watson has, could Frankenstorm delay presidential election? That's up at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. And then Kurt Nemo has an excellent article, Hurricane Sandy, Divine Win for Obama. Don Salazar, could Hurricane Sandy be weather modification at work? Another excellent article by Adon. DHS Secret Service say they are taking Romney Twitter threats very seriously. Mainstream media still refuses to cover or says it's not true. And GMO companies just want to save you money. That's a sarcastic article by Melissa Melton. Raw milk rights are under siege. Big list of that. Italian court sends disgraced Berlusconi to prison. Former NASA scientist says Western lifestyle allows for global population of just 500 million max that we must be reduced. Again, let's go to your calls. I'm going to shut up now. Otter in Mass. Otter, welcome.
Welcome, Mr. Jones. So here we are. We're at about as far as you can get east. We're sitting in Martha's Vineyard, and everybody seems to be smiling. What's going to happen is going to happen. Shout out for Planet InfoWars and for your store and ProPure, by the way.
By the way, I never plugged that we have a big social network. PlanetInfoWars.com for patriots to meet. Thanks for mentioning that. You're saying you're there in Martha's Vineyard and the Democrats look pleased? Or, I mean, is that what you were getting at?
No. I'm saying the citizens. Everybody just seems to be in a place of peace. There's a lot of frantic stuff going on. I doubt there's a piece of plywood to be found on the island right now. If not, it's going to be over a window in the next hours. People might wait another day, you know, but I bet they're going back and forth from this island and closing things up, and the caretakers are taking care of the rich and famous' up island sanctuaries and vacation homes. But I really think two things real quick. One is that the states that look like they may be hit by this, I know just from looking at maps in the past, we're talking about mostly blue states. I wonder what number of electoral votes are contained within them and what that goes into the algorithmic type systems that are used in figuring different things that will give Obama.
Sure, if there's low turnout in those Democrat-controlled states, And any of them end up going for Romney, that can throw it to him. But U.S. News and World Report just points out it'll probably postpone it if it does anything, and that will help Obama because it's blocking Romney's surge out of the headlines. But we'll see what happens. You know what's good about this? Even if it's all pretty much a staged event, I don't mean like both guys are in on it together, but they're both owned by the same people, so why does it matter? We're going to find out here very, very quick. I mean, what are there like? 6 days left in this month, 5 days left. So we're talking about, 11 days till election? We're 11 days, 12 days technically. 12 days to election. We're going to find out real soon. Otter, good to hear from you. God bless. Let's talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Alex. I myself taking the view that I know it's getting to be kind of the consensus that this would have a beneficial effect on the election, on Obama winning the election. But as you had Bev Harris on earlier in the week, certainly for recent elections, they've had the election really fixed very well through the computerized black box voting. And
here's the problem. You've got different management teams and different corrupt sectors. There's not one unified system. So it's like who can grab the most machines and cheat the most is who wins now. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I see what you're saying. Okay. That's really kind of an update to me because I, was under the impression I hadn't heard any different that actually the computerized voting had it in the bag any way they wanted to have it in the bag as far as the election goes. But
to a certain extent, they don't have fraudulent systems in everywhere. It's not one company. It's just a lot of, you know, kind of like mafia running different sectors of the country. Did you have another point you wanted to make?
Yeah, Alex, I was just wondering if, with your great mind, if you could extrapolate or give a possible extrapolation of what
my great mind, stay there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is the question of a man's libido, especially if you're a man over 40. Sure, boosting free testosterone helps, but research shows boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide in a man's body will take your experience to a whole new level. Introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost, with ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels, while at the same time boosting nitric oxide and blood flow when and where it counts. And if you call today, you can try T-Gen with NitroBoost for only half price. That's right, I said half price. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Sky High Libido. Better performance for 50% off. And even this crazy offer comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. But you must call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crank it up! Ladies and gentlemen, today. But he could play the guitar just like he's ringing a bell. I said, go, Johnny, go, go, go. It's now karaoke radio, ladies and gentlemen. Johnny, be good. Best part of the song is, and you will be the leader of a big old band. Okay, that's enough. We got callers waiting and holding and a lot of news to cover. You know, this story really makes me mad because I've been following this since the, quote, bailout of General Motors 3 years ago. $22 billion, the overall bailout package, more than $30 billion total, went to move whole new factories to China, Brazil, and Eastern Europe, several countries in Eastern Europe. And here's the Washington Examiner today. Jeep, an Obama favorite. What does it even mean, an Obama favorite? And he has some like speechwriter that said that. Looks to shift production to China. I mean, can nothing not be made in this country? I happen to like Jeeps. My dad's got one. I grew up riding around on the ranch in a Jeep. Had an old World War II one that had the exhaust pipe roasted out, and you'd hire a guy to run in it. Anyways, it was horrible. But the point is, I have affection for Jeep, and it says, in another potential blow of the president's Ohio reelection campaign, Jeep, the rugged brand President Obama once said symbolized American freedom, is considered giving up on the United States and shifting production to China. Yeah, they make a lot of the components for the military. I mean, if we're going to be a big evil empire blowing everybody up, can we at least build the little components of death here? I mean, no. Because the globalists hate us more than they hate anybody else. Okay? Globalism is meant to shut us down. Such a move would crash the economy in towns like Toledo, Ohio, where Jeeps are made and supplied, and rob the community of economic security. I can't believe how long Jeep's been around. I think my dad got like a 70th anniversary one last year. He's got one of those Sahara-colored ones. It's an awesome car. I love driving around the woods because it's got such, you know, it turns so easy. Such a move would crash the economy in towns like Toledo, Ohio, where Jeeps are made and supplied and rob the community of the economic security they thought Obama's auto bailout assured them. Let me explain something. The taxpayer money assured the jobs went overseas, where globalists like Maurice Strong and, of course, pigs like George Soros have investments. Obama is such a fan of Jeep that he included a picture of himself speaking at the Toledo plant in his newly released second-term agenda binder. Well, yeah, he gets a peace prize and blows up a bunch of countries. He stands in front of Jeep and then they shut it down. He says he's against the NDAA when he wrote it. This guy's like Emperor Palpatine. Oh, it's treason then. I mean, this is so ridiculous. And then it just goes on to make the announcement they're looking at moving Jeep, as they've done. Cadillac, most of Cadillac, and the stupid Volt, which is government-funded. You notice that's not just a bailout. That's government-funded on top of it. It costs like $80,000 to make one, and they sell them for $50 or whatever it is. And they can't even sell them. But you can't even make the stinking things and then give the money to the workers to build it here in America. You got to pay your tax money to have it shipped overseas. I mentioned this, but here it is out of CBS. Diabetic teen hit with taser after crash. Person goes into diabetic shock, runs off the road, cops show up, taser them. I see these articles every few days now. I just showed video of police in Vancouver with a woman hunched over with, I forget the disorder she had where she can barely walk. Cerebral palsy, yeah. And when a person walks around the cops, and she kind of moves to go between them, and they just throw her on the ground. They stand around her and talk trash to her and then walk off. I mean, that's like out of, again, an old bad Western where the really evil guys around the town, there's an old woman hobbling along. Get out of there, you old woman. You run this town now. I mean, that's like how they set the show up so, like, the good guy comes into town, you know, and goes in the saloon, and they start a fight with him, and you know what happens. But nowadays, the good guys don't show up. It's just, get out of here, you piece of trash. And, of course, last I checked, the local government's defending it. Well, she got in the way of a lord. Yeah, good. Maybe they should have hung her on the spot. You just tried to walk in between a space of two gods. Maybe they could keel haul her, take her out in the ocean, a boat with barnacles on the bottom, put a rope around her and drag her from stem to stern under it and slice her all up, usually die, haul her up, and then just chop her body up with big old battle axes. Why not? If you're going to shove an old woman down that can hardly walk, why not just go all the way? They do in North Korea. You're rude to a cop in North Korea, you're dead, or you go to a re-education camp. And I think that's good. I think we need that here. I'm pro-law enforcement. I think we should all slit our throats and bring goblets of blood to police to drink. Because we're bad, they're God. Okay, I know. I'm just joking. Okay, I'm not serious. Unless we were in North Korea. There's an article I had here in the stack where a North Korean officer was murdered with mortar fire. That was the way he was killed. They tied him up and shot mortars at him. I have it here in the stack today because he was disrespectful and didn't cry enough when Kim Jong-il died, and he was observed. Can we pull up the Kim Jong-il crying, please? There was 3 days where you were supposed to stay out day and night and go, just type in North Koreans cry at Kim Jong-il funeral. And there were a lot of people sent to re-education camps because they didn't cry enough. And that's why you go, well, how do people for 3 days cry? Well, you do it or you go to prison. I love the government. The government built it. Kim Jong-il. We ought to come out with Kim Jong-il toilet paper just because I like to desecrate government pigs. New World Order trash. People think they're God. We did find my North Korea worship. Just type in Kim Jong-il supporters cry. It's on YouTube. It's a big hit. We actually even have a bit we did with it here, and then I'll go back to your calls. I need my Kim Jong-il. I just really, really need my Kim Jong-il. Just like North Koreans cry. That'll get it. North Koreans cry. Boom. Let's see if I can find it here. I even misspelled it, and it's going to come up. Oh, I think YouTube's having problems. Doesn't even matter. Whatever. Doesn't exist. They never cried. Never happened. Just North Koreans cry at Kim Jong-il funeral. 3 days long. That's it. Boom. It'll come up. Let's... Oh, you have it? Can we punch it up, please? Because I need to worship total tyranny here. I mean... show the video, please. Marching. The citizens even know how to march because, you know, they have Obama phone. Obama, he gonna do more. He gave me an Obama phone. Yeah, the 7-story pleasure palace and kidnap Asian film stars to rape and torture them. You're dead. You're the caricature of a little cowardly, evil, dictating scumbag, worm, tick, parasite, piece of trash, a communist murderer. We're now going to have your 20-year-old punk son run everything with his big, pudgy weakness. Oh, I don't think I am. I need you. I love this guy right here. Just, oh, my God. How is it possible? All right, that's enough. Oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, while we roll that out, where is my article about the mortar? No one is going to believe me. I had my article about the mortar. I've got to have it. No. It just punch it up. It's like North Korean executed with mortar shell. Yes. And there is the disgusting worm-like son. I mean, look at that pathetic sack of garbage who built a nightmare, this North Korea. The hereditary dictator and the loving communist collectivist scumbag worm maggot system. Scroll down. I want to read how they executed him. It said that he was not properly crying. It says, leader Kim Jong-un cruelly executed a military minister with a mortar shell for boozing during the official mourning period of his father. Reports say Vice Admiral Ken Chol was blown up after a tubby dictator. How dare you speak of that in that way? That's a UK paper. Why don't you worship it? You worship your queenie there. Reports say this is only a third generational dictator. What's Sachs-Coburg-Gotha like, 20 generations? Reports say Army Vice Admiral Ken Chol was blown up after the tubby dictator heard he had been drinking merrily. Oh, kill him. The Communist Party chief ordered to leave no trace of him behind, down to the hair, the Daily Telegraph said. Experts believe that Mr. Kim who took over from his father, Kim Jong-il, has purged 14 senior officials in a bid to maintain power in the starving nation. But government, they should have food everywhere. I mean, it's total government. I mean, government building. I mean, they're good people. I mean, what's wrong with communism? I hear people go, we're going to have socialist health care like Canada and England. It's the best in the world. No, it's not. Doesn't matter. I apologize. Mark in Oregon, I have to get to the other callers. Finish your, you had one more point you wanted to make. I just had to go into a little bit of government worship for a minute.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great show. Allie,
sorry.
You sound more convincing than the people there.
Maybe I should move to North Korea. It's wonderful. Yeah,
you might fit in. Alex, I just was wondering if any other possible events that this obviously manufactured weather would lead to have occurred to you outside of just influencing the election in Obama's favor.
Well, no. I mean, I think it helps Obama if they're able to postpone the election. It blocks Romney out. It lets him act presidential. They can manipulate the weather. These three storms coming together, they admit, is an incredible fluke. But maybe it is just a coincidence. But we're not bad for saying it could be weather modification because it's going on. I appreciate your call. Or is all the worldwide weather modification causing more weird weather? Or should we pay Al Gore more carbon taxes to fix it? That's the question. There's only one person more disgusting than former dictator Kim Jong-il, and that is Man Bear Pig. What a giant bag of trash. Let's go ahead and talk to, well, I'll take that back, George Soros, even more disgusting. What happens if you mixed all three together, a Kim Jong-il with a George Soros Nazi collaborator with an Al Gore? Ooh, can you imagine that creature? What would that be? And Janet Napolitano. Yes. Oh, well, you, now that you got her, that's an incredible, beautiful creature. You mix four men together. What is those four men? What do you get? You get a Rachel Maddow. That's what you get when you mix all those together. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Texas. Steve, you're on the air. Oh, I made a funny. Sorry, I'm going to stop being funny here. Go ahead, Steve, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, did you see the movie with George Clooney and Mark Wahlberg? I think it was called A Perfect Storm.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Is this Steve Blaha, my good buddy?
Yes, it is, Mr. Jones.
I haven't heard your voice in years until Richard was talking to you a month ago. It's good to hear your voice again.
I was a little under the weather. Let's just put it that way.
Well, hey, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing real good. I'm hanging out with my parents. My dad got sick. He's fine now. I came up here to kind of help, help out family.
Absolutely. So you've done a lot of research into the electromagnetic manipulation of the atmosphere. Tell us about it.
Well, let me, what I think they're using in continental U.S. is what they call the WSR-88D Experimental Weather Radar Array. And that's a mouthful, but what it is our Doppler radar system, and it's all run from Norman, Oklahoma, from the National Weather Service. All of them are run from Norman.
That's so right. And I mean, going off this, you actually, I remember years ago, because I've known you for probably 15 years, you actually talked to some of the engineers saying there was power and arrays being added to these that really weren't for Doppler, that's just the cover for them, and they can cook the atmosphere with this.
What I'm putting together, I've got so many pictures of what I call the sky frying in what I call harmonic distortion. The sky gets all rippled and fuzzy and weirded out. And
sure,
whatever.
It's the rainbow stuff. Can you tell people some of the reasons you know this? Because you also... You worked on a classified area, didn't you?
Well, I'm an electrician. I've worked in.
No, I know, but I mean, yeah, I know. But you've been out to the monkey farm. Of course, I didn't just learn about that from you. I was led into UT to see it. I only saw it on remote cameras, though.
Yeah. I built a lab at the monkey farm in Bastrop. Sure did. I was out there about a year and a half.
And you're not supposed to tell people what you saw, are you?
No. A bunch of grade eights.
And they're not having a very good time either, are they?
No, but they've some of them have been there since the 70s. They live lifespans of humans. So some of them have been there quite a while.
Being tortured, and then they've got all the little monkeys there that don't last as long. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
Hey, there's an article that I wanted to direct you to, and of all places, it's in Motor Trend Magazine. It's in the November issue of Motor Trend Magazine. The technology writer Frank Marcus wrote an article called Balloon Payment, and it's about science offers a potential fix to our broken CO2 situation. And he's saying if coated properly, a thin blanket of titanium dioxide dust might cool us right on down.
Yeah, and instead they're using aluminum dioxide and barium salts, very poisonous to us. And they now admit that the $5 billion program they declassified a few months ago is a test, though, because under the U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, they say they can even kill us in test as long as it's just research, Steve.
Yeah, it's this article, man. It's unbelievable because at the end he's saying he's comforted to know that scientists and engineers may have our collective backs when politics and human nature fail.
Oh, I know. I see that. I saw that article. I see them everywhere. Aren't we lucky they're spraying us? I mean, thank God Bill Gates has got our back. Aluminum is so good for us, Steve.
Oh, this is titanium dioxide.
No, I know. I understand they're calling for that, too. But you know the main thing they're spraying is aluminum dioxide.
Yes, yes.
Well, listen, anything else you'd like to add?
I guess that's it. I just thought that article, being in Motor Trend, was kind of freak.
No, it's big. Good to hear from you. More calls coming up. Stay with us. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there is any interruption in our fragile food supply chain or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
I'm going to tweet this out at twitter.com/ facebook.com/realalexjones. It's smart we made back during Hurricane Isaac, but it's Obama with a joystick remote controlling hurricanes and tropical storms. We're going to get that out on the tweet here in just a few minutes. I'm going to continue with your calls right now and then continue with them into the next little segment here for people that are patiently holding. This new film is out. It's myself and Joel Skousen with a bunch of documents and research and video clips. It's more than just a presentation. It's a film, borderline film. Strategic Relocation, new Alex Jones film. Gets into the globalist master takeover plan, the safest places in the country, and how to secure your home by one of the leading experts in the world on this. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com. We'll also take you there when you link through at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And we're also carrying an extremely powerful new film that I want to play some clips of on air, The Great Culling. It's in our water, our food, our air, how they're poisoning us from the makers of What in the World Are They Spraying. We also have their new film, Why in the World Are They Spraying. So all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And the best Christmas gift ever, 12 issues of InfoWars magazine delivered to your friends and family's door. Or to people you want to wake up, InfoWarsStore.com. Brad in South Carolina, what do you think of this storm? And even U.S. News and World Report saying it could suspend or delay the election.
What? Listen, Alex, that's not what I'm calling up about. But I wanted to say 7 out of 10 Chevy vehicles are made in China. And I live in North Carolina, South Carolina, Northeast. Right on the coast. Hello?
You're on the air, brother. I don't know what else I'm doing right now.
So they've been spraying all week, and I haven't seen nothing like it. I've been down here for a year, and I literally know, like today, even today, they were spraying where there was blue sky.
Yeah, there's a lot of chemtrailing going on. We need footage of that and get weather experts to look at it and tell what they're doing. Because depending on how they spray and where, it can make it rain more or make it rain less. But generally, if there's an area they want to drought, they'll spray a weather front so it drops there, so the rain falls there instead of on you. Or they'll do it over the mountains instead of past the mountains in the area they're wanting to block. I mean, it's going on. We know it's going on, but we have a shadow government since 1947 playing God. So they do medical experiments on us, you name it. I mean, who knows what they're doing? We just know they're doing it. Casey in New Jersey. No, New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Don't even know where to start. Ted Turner, jerk, always been a jerk. All right, this weather. The chemtrail situation on Long Island has been very low for the last 2 months. And we've actually had so many here the last 2 years that there's a website for it. So I don't know if they're actually using the chemtrails to bring the storm in, or the lack of them is actually bringing the storm in. I don't even know which way to go. And election-wise, I think we have a week to prepare after the storm goes through, if the power goes out. That would be the biggest thing, is that you couldn't watch the TV commercials for a week if there's no power.
And that would be terrible.
Oh, it would be awful. But that could actually, I don't know who that's going to favor, really. Because here on Long Island, we vote Republican anyway.
Well, who knows what's going to happen. I just think the fact that it's three storms coming together, even meteorologists say this is a bizarre thing that's happening. It just adds to all the craziness regardless, and we're going to be here tracking the whole thing, my friend.
I actually agree with your original analysis of election suspensions being more from the race baiting that's been going on for the last, since the Trayvon Martin thing happened, and now with this whole thing with the Romney tweets.
Yeah, I agree. That is really becoming a big issue. And if Obama doesn't win, I expect to see some trouble. I hope it's not too bad because it's all just so out of control. Anything else, sir?
Nope, that's about it.
All right, thank you so much. Be safe there in New York with that big old hurricane coming your way.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.